From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday that, contrary to media reports, President Donald Trump did not hang up on him during a recent phone call. The two leaders held a reportedly contentious conversation about an Obama administration agreement obliging the United States to take in about 1,200 illegal migrants, mostly from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran. The migrants were caught trying to enter Australia illegally and are being held at camps located on several islands. Mr. Turnbull says the U.S. is still committed to going forward with the agreement. The Pentagon says a list of exemptions to President Trump's 90-day ban on immigration from seven countries will now include people who have aided the U.S. military. And opinion polls show the ban is supported by roughly one-half of all Americans. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Thursday that it is easing some restrictions on business transactions with Russia's security service, despite cyber sanctions put in place by former President Barack Obama. The order published on the Treasury Department's website appeared to ease restrictions on some information technology products and allow companies to pay up to $5,000 per year for permits or licenses that are issued by the FSB. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the move does not mean the U.S. is easing sanctions on Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the Trump administration is committed to strengthening relations with South Korea in the face of what he called the provocations that country faces from North Korea. Mattis spoke alongside with South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn at the start of his first overseas trip as Pentagon chief. This is VOA News. The United States and Mexico are both denying that U.S. President Donald Trump said he was ready to send American troops into Mexico. The Associated Press and a Mexican journalist in Washington both reported that Mr. Trump told Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto during a phone call last week that he would deploy U.S. forces to deal with what he called the bad hombres down there, unless Mexico did more to control them. The New York Times said a senior administration official told the newspaper Wednesday night that Mr. Trump's comments were made in jest and represented a standing offer to aid Mexico in fighting drug gangs and controlling the border. President Trump said Thursday terrorism is a fundamental threat to religious freedom. He reiterated his campaign promise to put an end to it. Mr. Trump spoke at the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington.
But most importantly today, I want to thank the American people. Your faith and prayers have sustained me and inspired me through some very, very tough times.
Mr. Trump went on to say his administration will develop a system to ensure that those admitted into the country fully embrace its values and reject any form of oppression and discrimination. He also promised to eliminate a law that bars tax-exempt churches from political activity. A U.S. Senate committee has voted to send to the full Senate the nomination of Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Republicans temporarily suspended several committee rules to approve Pruitt's nomination because of a boycott by Democrats. Congressman Mick Mulvaney moved closer Thursday to confirmation as the House budget director. The Senate also advanced three other cabinet picks on Wednesday as Republicans overcame dogged and at times unprecedented delay tactics by Democrats. President Trump said Thursday Iran has been formally put on notice for its recent ballistic missile launch. In a series of tweets Thursday morning, Mr. Trump condemned the recent Iran nuclear agreement designed to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Later, at a White House meeting with Harley-Davidson executives and union members, the president said nothing is off the table in response to a reporter's question about possible military action against Iran. A Pentagon spokesman is denying reports that U.S. warships have fired cannons and rockets at al-Qaeda militants in Yemen's southern coastal area. Yemeni officials say the attacks have been going on for 5 days. Colombia's second-largest rebel group, the National Liberation Army, turned a captive former congressman over to a humanitarian commission Thursday. The release of the captive was a key condition for the start of peace talks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.